My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Tahara. We are today in chapter number 6, Mishnah number 8. We are in a chapter dealing with Sveikos and Rishuyos, and we're trying to figure out, at this point, the difference between a Rishut Rabbi and Rishut Yachi, the difference for the purposes of Tumatara versus the purposes of Shabbos. And I am here to announce that there is indeed another subheading today, and that is Greek architecture. We are going to peel apart different artifices of Greek architecture and see how they square up with our categorizations of Rishusi, Rabim, Yachi, Shabbos, Tumatara. For those of you who are Greek architecture buffs, it is going to be a great day. Mission number 8, Basilki. What's a Basilki? If you said basilica, you are correct. A Basilki is a basilica. What's a basilica, you ask? It's a large hall used for assemblies. If you're in a large hall used for assemblies, it's a Rishut Yachid L'Shabbat. It's an enclosed space with a singular title. One person owns it, so therefore we consider it Rishut Yachid. For the purposes of Shabbos, but for the purposes of Tumatara, it's a Rishut Rabim, because there's tons of people walking around, so we hardly consider that a private space. Rabbi Yehuda differs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im omed hu bepetach hazeh ve'ra'eh t'nichnasin v'tayotzin bepetach halaz. You're standing in one doorway and you're looking all the way at the other doorway, and people are walking in, people are walking out, but they don't see you. So if you are able to stand there unnoticed, then that, remember the sota, remember, you know, healthy boundaries. So that's considered problematic. That's going to be considered a Rishus Yachid, says Rabbi Yehuda. Im la Rishus Yachid l'Shabbat, Rishut Rabim l'Tuma. But if it's not the case, then you can consider Rishut Rabim for the purposes of Tumatara. If you happen to find yourself in Basilki, worry not. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah number 9. Haparan. Anybody? Forum. Very good. A paran is a forum. A large building similar to a basilica with two doors opposite each other. Right, but there's also side rooms. Sudden, we're going to get there. That's the rub. Rishut Hayachi l'Shabbat, Rishut Rabim l'Tuma. Just the same thing as mission number 8. What's the difference? Here's the rub. Vechen Hatzadin, the side rooms. So according to Tanakama, Chachamim probably, the tzadin do not, they have the same status as the rest of the forum. They're considered Rishus Rabim. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hatzadin Rishut Yachid, Lakach Ulakach. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He thinks that the tzadin are Rishut Yachid. He thinks they're private spaces otherwise, either because they are not open to the public, or the doors face each other, or the public doesn't go there. For whatever reason, it's considered a private domain, according to Rabbi Meir. And again, if you find yourself in ancient Greece, and you're in the study of a forum, worry not. We do not pass on like Rabbi Meir. That is all for today. I will see you tomorrow.